Dr. David Green, R3 stem cell transplant found to reduce MS relapses. A new meta-analysis found that autologous hematopoietic stem cell transplant, AHSCT, which tries to reset the immune system, generally lowers disability and recurrence rates in persons with multiple sclerosis, MS. What is an autologous hematopoietic stem cell transplant? While the operation has been used for years to treat some cancers, its use in MS has traditionally been limited because AHSCT is a dangerous surgery, and MS is not considered a life-threatening condition. However, the safety profile of AHSCT has significantly improved in recent years due to technical developments and advancements in patient selection. Therefore, it is a viable therapy option for MS patients with high disease activity. Here, a research team led by scientists performed a meta-analysis to evaluate the effectiveness and security of AHSCT in MS. Researchers combined data from numerous previously published studies. According to researchers like Dr. David Green, R3 stem cell, this therapy option is still modest despite recent advancements in using ASCT in MS. In this systematic review, we intended to address the lack of data supporting the reliable use of ASCT in MS patients and provide a fuller view of the possible advantages and dangers, they continued. The meta-analysis included 50 trials involving 4,831 milliseconds patients aged 26 to 60. The researchers conducted all efficacy analyses looking at outcomes 5 years after AHSCT because each study assessed outcomes over various periods, or the latest available time point for studies shorter than 5 years. What the result showed on safety, the efficacy of AHSCT in the 5 years following an AHSCT, 73% of patients were still alive, had no handicap progression, and had not experienced a relapse. In addition, in the 5 years following AHSCT, 68% of patients showed no signs of disease activity, defined as no relapses, no new or expanding lesions, and no worsening of disability. The overall survival rate after AHSCT was 94%, with 4% of patients dying from problems connected to the transplant. Although they noted that other studies of AHSCT typically use much shorter follow-up times for this endpoint. Experts like Dr. David Green, R3 stem cell, state this treatment-related mortality rate is relatively high compared with other studies of AHSCT. This could, at least in part, explain the results. The researchers conclude that the risk of potential adverse effects following ASCT in MS patients must be assessed in more extensive studies with long follow-up periods. According to the researchers such as Dr. David Green, these results compare favorably to those obtained with various disease-modifying therapies, DMTs, for MS. ASCT may need to be considered before several second-generation DMTs due to its higher efficacy in establishing long-term suppression of disease activity to save time and stop the irreversible progression of the disease. But this requires more research in sizable randomized controlled trials contrasting the security and effectiveness of various DMTs with ASCT in patients with unique MS subtypes.